Let's go back, Augustus said behind me. I'm okay, I answered quietly. It's stupid, but I kept thinking I owed it to her, to Anne Frank, I mean, because she was dead and I wasn't. Because she had stayed quiet, kept the blinds drawn and done everything right and still died. So I should go up the steps and see the rest of the world she'd lived in those years ago before the Gestapo came. I began to climb the stairs, crawling up them like a little kid would, slow at first so I could breathe, but then faster because I knew I couldn't breathe and wanted to get to the top before everything gave out. The blackness encroached around my field of vision as I pulled myself up 18 steps, steep as hell. I finally crested the staircase. Mostly blind and nauseated, the muscles in my arms and legs screaming for oxygen. I slumped, seated against a wall, heaving water down coughs. There was an empty glass case bolted above me and I stared up through it to the ceiling and tried not to pass out. Leidvig crouched down next to me saying, You're at the top! That is it! And I nodded. I had a vague awareness of all the adults around me glancing down, worriedly. Of Leidvig speaking quietly in one language, and then another to various visitors. Of Augustus standing above me, his hand on top of my head, stroking my hair along the part.